Pay simon pay dollar of finishing up the dinam of Haitzah. Sif tezayin. We're finishing up the simon of carrying. Mutter lotzes betalis mitzuyetzes. This is a big tumult for the briskers. It's mutter to go out with a talis that has tzitzis on it. B'derech malbush, as long as you wear it in a way that you can normally, that normally you would wear clothing. Right? But if he just folds it around his neck, if it's the makom that's not the derech to wear it like that, then it's aser. There are those that don't wear tzitzis in the street on Shabbos. Now, either because it's considered an extra levush, it's not really something that's a malbush. That's one. And two is because may it's an extra beggar that you're not really, it's really not necessarily, it's not necessarily a normal way to wear clothing. Meaning, if it wouldn't be tzitzis, you wouldn't wear that. Fine, you'd sign beggar, she actually stay ritzuis and meshichas to kosher. And let's say a beggar has two straps or strings, whatever it is, to tie them. Or it has hooks to attach them. And one of them breaks. Even though the other half of the clasp is nothing because it doesn't have anything to hook onto. If his das is to be misaken afterwards, he's gonna replace it with a ben zug, means a pair. The one that's left over is not considered batel to beggar v'habikumay masa. It's like carrying for also lots of beggar. Then you're not allowed to go out with this beggar. Meaning, if he plans on replacing the other half of the clasp, then right now he's carrying on something extra. Avalim ain't died to l'saknoi. But if his das is not to fix it, im kein kibun shezeh shenishar ain't a dover choshev. So then, basically, this extra clasp on his clothing is nothing. It's ain't a davar chashav. It's bottle to the beggar. And mutter lotzis boy, and it's mutter to go out with it. Vimhu davar chashav. But if it's like a davar chashav, because on meshicha shel meshi, if it's a string made out of silk, a keres shel kasef, or it's a silver buckle, afal pi shein dai to lasakana. Even though he's not going to fix it, since it's davar chashav, ain't a bottle lagavi a beggar. It's not bottle to the clothing. Vasu lotzis boy, and it's also to go out with it. You know what the practical application of this is? Can you go out with those extra buttons? You know, some shirts have extra buttons, some pants have some extra buttons on it. So some place can say, you know, if you plan on ever using, I think this is their svara, if you plan on using those buttons, so you're carrying them. If you do like most, and those buttons stay on the shirt, nobody's ever replacing the buttons on their shirt. So then it's nothing. Right, I think that's why most place, I don't know most place can, but I don't know. I don't have a problem with somebody wearing a shirt with those buttons like on the bottom because nobody's ever doing anything with those buttons. But if you're the type of person that would do something with those buttons, then you taka should not have them on your shirt. Pishton, people that are bald, that they put flax or wool on their head. Right, basically it's a toupee. Mutar, they're allowed to take that out through Shasaram. Who it's considered their tachshit. That's as long as you were making it for Erev Shabbos. Then the thing is though, if you didn't prepare for Erev Shabbos, then it should be also to take it even Rosh Hashanah. Okay, Yotes, a nice kamiya. So a kamiya is an amulet, right? That's a thing that they would write in order to give you good luck or whatever for whatever types of things. So tzarach, people wore this all the time. So it was a, so it, you have to ask a shayla whether you can go out with it or not. Ki loy kol kamiya shavas, because not all kamiyas are shavas, right? Meaning the shilas on their efficacy, if they're established that they work, etc., etc. Vishishanasas Evan Hanikra Stranus Kadeshalaitapil, a woman who carries a stone called a stranus that is supposed to prevent miscarriages. Muteres lotzis baba Shabbos, that she's allowed to go out on Shabbos. What do they call this? An even tekuma? Is they call it? So yeah, so then that you would be able to go out on Shabbos. Okay. Next simon. Simon pehei dinim nafla d'leika b'Shabbos. If what happens if a fire breaks out on Shabbos? And uboy chesifim. Im chas v'shalom nafla d'leika b'Shabbos. If chas v'shalom a fire falls out on Shabbos, choshu rabbeinu zal. It's very interesting because it gets into the psychology. You see how the Chazal looked at the psychology of a person. So Choshu Rabbi Zeno Zal ki ha-bal ha-bayis u-b'nei beis asher sham ha-dleika, the bal ha-bayis and in his household where the fire went into, im yisasku batzala, if they're going to be busy with saving things, v'hem ha-nechpazim u-b'hulim ha-mamonim, and they're going to just be frazzled and they're going to be very busy with not with losing their money, shema v'toich kach yishkechu sha-yom Shabbos. Meaning, in the whole hecticness of trying to save the house, they're afraid that they're gonna forget that it was Shabbos. And they're gonna put out the fire. Therefore, the Chachamim said that you are not allowed to carry even items that are not muksa to place that it's to place to carry, that it's mutter to carry. You're not allowed to do that. Meaning they said no saving anything from your house, because if we're going to allow you to save it, you're going to get all crazy and then you're going to forget it's Shabbos. You just end up putting out the fire. But he's allowed to save only things that he needs for that day. If a fire breaks out Friday night before the meal, matzal mazon gimel sudas, so he can save 3 meals because he needs for Friday night meal and Shabbos day and Shalosh Shudas. So roi lo adam lo adam, roi lo behem lo behema. What's necessary for people, he could take, and what's necessary for behema, for behema. U'b'shachris mazon bei sudas, and by shachris, he can save 2 sudas. U'mincha mazon suda achas. V'm yesh b'kli achas machalim harbe. And if there's a lot of food in one kli, meaning way more than 3 meals, going salmali kikros, like a basket full of bread, v'chavis malayayin, or a barrel full of wine, k'dayim makivin shemaitzi b'pam achas, since he carries it out at one time, mutter, it's mutter. Meaning, so you can scam the system by stuffing as much as you can into the basket. V'chein in perish sadin, k'dayim, and if he spreads out a sheet or something similar, v'kibitz ba kol ma sheyochel lahaitzim v'machalim u'mashkoist, and he gathers everything that he could take out with the food and the drinks, and might see a pam achas, and he could take it all at once. Mutter, it is mutter. Meaning, you could just fill up as much as you can. Gam mutter le'lohoitzi kol ha'kelim. He's also allowed to take out all kelim shu tzarach l'shtamash v'em hayom, anything that he needs that day. Let's say forks, knives, spoons, all that type of stuff. Not only that, Beis Vaimra Lacherim, Bayu Hatzilu Lachem, come save for yourselves. And every person could save, Mazen Shu Tzarachlak. And then everybody can come along. All your neighbors can come along and save the food that they need. Ay Kli Echad, Shemachsek, or a Kli that holds even a lot of food, just like we said before. Varehu shel hamatzil, kibin shabala bayis, hifker v'zocha zemen hefker. So who gets to keep it? The person who saved it, the neighbor, whoever it is, gets, because the baal is mafker it, because he thought it's going to all be burned in a fire anyways. V'im hu yoresh shemayim, but if the neighbor's yoresh shemayim, machzil l'bala bayis, ma sheitzil, and he gives to the baal habayis what he saves, which nowadays we would just look at him like he's not a jerk. So kibin sheyedeya shalai hifker b'retzayna, since he knows that he wasn't mafkerit b'ritzayna, meaning he knows that the poor guy has a fire. He's not being mafkerit because he doesn't want it anymore. He was mafkerit against his will. So mutalo lokacha schar atzala, he can take schar. Meaning, so if he gives it back to the owner can say, okay, let me at least pay you for your work. Then he's allowed to do. He's allowed to accept a payment, even though you're not allowed to work on Shabbos. Vein zoi schar Shabbos, that's not called schar Shabbos. Kivin she mitzad adin, I call hu shaloi. Really, mitzad adin, he was working for himself. He was saving the stuff for himself. He just decided to be a nice guy and to give it away, and so then he's getting a tip. That's what you get into. Can a doctor who takes care of a patient in an emergency on Shabbos or Hatzalah, can a Hatzalah charge for Hatzalah starts, they bill insurance. Can they bill insurance for a Hatzalah call on Shabbos? Meaning they would do it for free. So Memela sounds like from this Kitzur Shulchan Aruch that would be perfectly fine to do.
The member's
Kamakam.
not getting the money anyways. The person who's doing the work,
No,
I
so
guess,
what?
the
But you
company.
still, whoever, you can't be making Schar Shabbos. But okay, so a doctor, right? A doctor. It's still a Midas Chasidus that you shouldn't take payment for saving people on Shabbos, even though it's not considered Schar Shabbos. A chassid gives up anything that has even even any form of avera, any trace of it is out. Meaning a chassid shouldn't have what to do with it. This is all to carry it to a place where you can where it's mutter to carry it to. Let's say there's an eruv to somebody else's yard if you have an eruv. But to carry the stuff out of the house to a place that you're not allowed to carry to, also lahatzel shum dover, you can't save anything. Ach begadim sheyicholim loshom, but clothing that are wearable. He could put on and wear all that he's able to, and that he can carry even to Shasaram. We saw that yesterday because, as long as somebody would wear multiple layers, then that would be okay. And then he can go, take off his clothing, come back, and wear it and leave again. I never heard of anybody back then having so much clothing, right? But you're allowed to do that. Okay, it's a fascinating din, this din. Basically, the guy's house is burning down. We don't allow him to put out the fire. Not only that, we don't even allow him to save the stuff from his house. All because he may put out the fire. Right? Can you imagine what kind of nisayon that is for a guy not to put out the fire and not to schlep things out of his house? Yeah. Okay. We'll stop there for recording one.